Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
it looks like more than 30 years after the Polly Pocket craze swept the nation, former fans of the toy can revisit their one-time obsession in a much more grown-up way. As a two-story home that has been constructed to be an exact replica of the oversized Polly Pocket Doll Slumber Party Fun Compact is now available for an Airbnb in Littleton, Massachusetts.
Mark, you can finally do what you've been wanting to do for so long.
Looking so forward to that.
So
was that Gretchen that had them?
Yes.
I remember Polly Pocket.
It's been a long time.
I've seen this house because like you have the replica and you don't actually sleep there. There's like a little, like a yurt looking thing that you would stay in.
Sort of. Yes.
No?
Well, they said it's an open compact. They said that it doesn't close, so if it does rain during your stay, you have to run out to a 4-person tent.
Right, isn't it like the only thing that's covered. Hard plastic, though?
Right.
Okay, so you're sleeping on...
Out in the open air.
Okay. How much does that cost a night?
$89 per person.
You'd have to have it pretty bad to want to sleep outside in a plastic house just because it
even
looked like something
plastic.
You played with in your childhood. Oh, wait a minute. Did I just describe Carl's Star Wars experience?
Carl, you would sleep on, what's the ship called?
The Millennium Falcon.
Millennium Falcon.
How dare I not know that. Carl, you would sleep on the Millennium Falcon, even if it was like needles on it, if you got to actually like visit a replica of it, right? Like a life-size replica.
Don't you remember we tried to do
he
that?
He tried.
He tried to go on that.
He got prevented. Thing.
Yeah. They closed down.
They shut it down. I don't know why. I still don't know why they did. That was dumb.
And it's still sitting vacant.
People waiting in line to stay there, and they just shut it down. But go ahead, Ethan. Sorry.
Kim, you brought this kind of up earlier about how local schools are having a hard time filling positions. Well, apparently this is happening nationwide, and some districts are prepared to... they're basically going to use a service from a company in Texas called Proximity Learning, and there's also one in New York called Fulfill Mine, and they are going to be doing all their positions virtual. They're going to have virtual instructors teaching their kids because they cannot fill the positions.
Wow.
Like your teacher could be somewhere else in the country?
Yeah, they'll be out of New York or Texas, and it's basically like you walk in, I guess you're going to have a Zoom call up there.
Is this all grade levels?
Yeah, it didn't say the grade levels. I'm guessing it would be.
This is a disaster.
I mean, this is basically the pandemic era all over again, where sadly some of these kids are probably used to that, but it doesn't make it any easier to actually learn. Like, how are you going to learn algebra? How do you learn trigonometry or biology with somebody who's in Texas or Florida trying to teach you over a screen?
Shows you what you're worried about. I'm worried about how you discipline them if you're... on TV and the kids are acting up and how do you control the class?
You would almost have to have some kind of like student teacher or something.
Almost.
You know what I mean?
Somebody physically.
You've got a babysitter in the class.
Yeah, you have to have a babysitter.
Applebee's recently bought back their all-you-can-eat appetizer deal where you get $16. You can help yourself to as much wings, riblets, and shrimp as you want. The key word is yourself. A woman, a 28-year-old woman, recently found out that this applies because she was put in handcuffs after purchasing the all-you-can-eat deal and then distributing some of the food to her friends sitting at the table. So she bought the all-you-can-eat meal, and me, you, Carl, we're all, and I'm like, hey, you want a rib? And then they put her in handcuffs. So because management...
That's a little ridiculous.
Okay, it's extreme. It's extreme, but they would probably consider that stealing.
Theft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this... So it happened. They put her in handcuffs. And then they charged everybody at the table $16 for the all-you-can-eat meal because they all ate it.
So one person ordered, the other three didn't, and she was just saying, okay, that's a different story. Wasn't like everybody ordered, and then she started giving away food off her plate. It's that she was trying to feed all four people from one plate.
Well, no, I think other people were doing it. I think she was just sharing it.
Well, if you're saying, hey, try this rib, it's really delicious, you should be able to do that without getting put in handcuffs.
Well,
but it's different if she's distributing it out because she didn't want to pay the other $16 for those plates.
That had to be it.
This one's gross. I apologize if you're eating. There's a Brazilian model. She's an influencer, and she went online, and she's doing these bizarre skincare routines. And this one is why am I doing this? She is caking her face with her own poop. That's her skincare.
What is the benefit for that?
Well, she says it's preventing aging, but now there are doctors who are quickly
it's preventing
coming
dating.
On.
Is she single?
It's preventing a lot of things.
She is.
There's no amount of perfume that could. Yeah. If you rubbed it all over your face,
you smell like crap.
She's done this before. She was known. This was reported maybe a year or two ago. She was doing the menstruation blood on her face too.
Oh, God. Are you sure this is? I question
sicko.
People like this if they're actually doing what they're saying they're doing, or they just know it's going to get a lot of engagement.
She's never going to get an engagement at that rate. I can tell you that.
Ah. There's a lot of twisted people out there. Ooh, I guess you might like that.
Sick and twisted puppies, no doubt.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.